You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here. Baffertimby Gomes to score and Swansea to win 3-1. If you fancy Jonathan Walters to score and Stoke to win, that's in the betting at 9-1. Lee, Swansea started the season strongly, but it's not been plain sailing subsequently. In fact, they've only won 2 of their last 10 in the league, and that win against Manchester United back in August was their last win in the Premier League. Mark Hughes and Stoke needed something positive to happen, and it has. They've managed to grind out results, back-to-back wins against Bournemouth and away at Aston Villa. Stoke haven't won back-to-back successive Premier League games away in the league since December 2011, which is astonishing for a club of their stature. What do you make to this one, Swansea Stoke?
Yeah, it is a strange start. But then again, I suppose you look at it deeply and you think, well, they've never been that good an away team. It's always been built around their form at the Britannia, hasn't it? Their consistent survival in the Premier League. It's never been like, oh yeah, we'll back Stoke away from home. And I think sometimes that, you know, when you look at the prices for Stoke, 3-1 at Swansea, you think on Derek's Bible, that would be a bet, you know, because they're a good enough team to go away and win. I just don't know if they can break Swansea down. We're Stoke at the best when teams come onto them and they can try and hit them on the break. I don't know if Swansea will do that. And I know you mentioned that the form's drifted a little bit, but look at the home form. They've played Man United, Everton and Tottenham. 2-1 win, 0-0 draw and a 2-2 draw. There's not much to be upset about there, is there?
No.
They've got Arsenal at home after this game, after the Stoke game, and then it starts to get a little easier for them. Yeah, I'm not sure I can trust Stoke at 3-1. I should be able to, though. I think that's the worry about Stoke. I don't quite trust them. Look, I'd play Stoke on a draw no bet, I think, because I think they're the sort of team who can sting Swansea if Swansea aren't quite at it. They haven't had too many players, you know, away either of these on international duty. Ashley Williams and Neil Taylor, obviously, were buoyant. They both featured for Wales, qualifying for Euro 2016. Gylfi Sigurdsson scored for them. Jefferson Montero has been away in South and Central America in their qualifiers for the World Cup.
His inclusion this weekend is huge for Swansea, yeah, because first month of the season he looked like a world beater.
He did, yeah. More of a worry for Stoke, I guess, is that Shea Given's another injury, another keeper who's picked up an injury. Shaqiri limped out of Switzerland's training session against St Marino. He did play against Estonia, though. Arnautovic scored a cracker, actually, by the way. If you check that out, when he scored for Austria in that win over Montenegro. I'm going to go for the draw here. It's a bit of a wimp's way out, I suppose. But I think you know, Stoke will be pretty happy with the draw. They got a 3-3 draw here. There was a 1-1 draw at Stoke in this fixture as well the season before last. So I'll play that. You know, I could see maybe the 13-8 on Stoke draw no bet is all right, but I'll play the draw and be boring, sit on the fence.
You should hang your head in shame. Because what you have here is the bet of the season.
Not the bet of all time.
I've no idea what it is. But no,
somewhere.
Stoke at 3-1. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, hyperboles fail me. Liverpool are 2-1 to win at Tottenham. Stoke at 3-1 to win at Swansea. Are you telling me Liverpool are more likely to beat Tottenham than Stoke are to beat Swansea?
No,
they're not. And I'm not saying that Stoke will win. I'm just saying that at 3-1, they have to be backed. Yesterday, there was, I don't know if you watched Deal or No Deal. Yesterday, there was a pensioner.
Is that still on, Derek?
Yeah, it's still on. There was a pensioner on. She was down to the last two boxes. One had 50 pence in, the other had £250,000 in. You know, the dream dilemma. The banker comes on and offers her 64 grand, you know, not to swap. She had to swap. I was trying to give her the mathematics. You know, she was getting 3-1 for an even money poke. Now, you wouldn't. I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't have the balls to do that. But I was explaining them the concept of value, and this is value with a capital everything. It really is. I mean, Stoke won the last away game at Aston Villa. Before that, they won in the League Cup as well to Fulham away from home. And Swansea have just they've hit the wall eight matches into the season. They can't get a win for love nor money. I cannot understand why they're so short and Stoke is so long. And if Stoke, all right, I'm not saying that Stoke will go there and win. You know, I'm backing them to do so because the odds imply. But I'll be mightily surprised if they don't give you a real run for your money here. Because this, you know, you're getting a 3-1 poke here with a very, very big chance of winning. And that's what you want in betting any day of the week. It's just, you don't even ask, don't insult me at the end of this bulletin by asking me my bet of the week. There it is now, Stoke at 3-1.
Stoke 3-1 to win the game. They're drawing the market at 21-10. Is bet of the season more or less confident than bet of the century? Derek,
it's better than Millennium.
Was it Stoke? You said that was my blind spot.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, mind you, Swansea are my blind spot. So here we go.
But you're right, though, Derek. I listened back to the podcast, and when you said that, I thought, yeah, I cannot call Stoke right, and I should be confident enough just to go what Derek's done: 3-1, bang. But there's something about Stoke that annoys me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.